KTRB, AM 860.
This is Right Off the Bat with Marty Lurie, a celebration of baseball in all its color, humor, and personality. Now, let's go to the park for today's game. Here's Marty Lurie.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Right Off the Bat today. Nice to have you with us as we join you today from Phoenix, Arizona. Cactus League baseball continues. From the Valley of the Sun, a nice day down here in Phoenix, and I hope you've pushed your clocks ahead. Should be 11:30 in California if you're listening to the game in California. It's 11:30 down here in Arizona. If it's 10:30 in California, move your clock ahead an hour. It is springtime finally here, around where you're listening to the game, as we have action today between the A's and the Indians. The A's are starting to hit the ball. 15-6 yesterday in San Diego, and they've put together a nice little winning streak. They're now 5-4-1 on this campaign with about another 4 weeks to go before opening day. A little cooler down here in the Valley of the Sun today, a breeze blowing out to left field, some high clouds, but certainly very, very nice baseball weather. A's and Indians today, Kirk Sartlous on the hill, not for the Athletics, but for the Cleveland Indians, a non-roster pitcher. We'll see him for the Tribe today. And for the A's today, one of the phenoms, the left-hander, Brett Anderson, will start for the Athletics. So we've got a lot to look forward to today. Should be a good broadcast. Tyson Ross should be in the game today from the University of California, and someone who I've enjoyed watching this spring so far. It's a pleasure to bring in Vince Catronio, talk a little baseball with him on this Sunday morning as we get ready for A's baseball, A's and Indians. Vinny, how are you?
Good morning. It's 11:30. Here?
Yeah.
It's 11:30 everywhere on the West Coast.
You don't change your clocks if you're in Arizona. You know that.
Oh, I've known that for a long time.
All right. Well, the ball club's starting to hit the ball a little bit yesterday down in Peoria yesterday. I stayed for much of the action. I left before the fireworks started in the top of the fifth inning, but Travis Buck knocked one out. Landon Powell just crushed one to right. Donaldson ended up with a home run as well.
Yeah, and Ryan Sweeney hit one. So there's a lot of good things that happened yesterday, last couple of days, like you mentioned, swinging the bats. I mean, it's at the point now, I think, from camp where the hitters are starting to, you know, clear the first hurdle of their timing. And, Ryan Sweeney stayed back on a changeup and hit that ball out pretty well yesterday. Landon Powell was impressive to deep right center field. You know, the thing is, it's March 8th.
Yeah.
And you keep on, you know, we've done, you know, several games, and it just seems like it should be like March 14th or 15th or 18th, and there's still almost 30 days left before the bell really rings. So that's still got a long way to go.
Yeah, long way to go. And, you know, what we do down here, and, of course, we love to talk about the game, and you guys are on, and we take the game very seriously. You can't get too enamored with what's going on. But one thing I will say about the A's and their hitters and the pitching that we've seen so far, you can only do what you're asked to do at that time. And the pitchers are asked to go two innings or three innings. The hitters are asked to go and get a few at-bats. And they're really doing what they're asked to do. I don't know if Brett Anderson will be pitching like this on March the 28th, if Tyson Ross will still be getting people out. But so far, so good. They're doing everything that's asked of them. And we see other pitchers, the guy for the Padres yesterday, couldn't get anybody out.
Yeah, Josh Gere had a rough day. You're right. And we were fortunate because of the way the game was going and the timing that we got a chance to spend a lot of time with David Forst on the air, who was our MVP of the broadcast by far. Because of all the runs that were scored, we had him on for, you know, almost an hour and just about exhausted every subject about camp. And he was very forthright. We're fortunate to have that. And, you know, we talked about the big three, Anderson being one of those throwing today. He said there are no limitations put on those guys. They weren't told coming to camp just to kind of see what it's like. That, you know, they left the door open for the possibility that may or may not exist, but they didn't tell them specifically that this is all you're going to get and then get out. So I think that's encouraging, because I think it's safe to say that all three of those guys are going to be around for a while in this camp, and as the games go on, they're going to get in situations like Anderson is today as a starter, where he's going to face, depending on who the Indians bring over, he's definitely going to face some guys with major league resumes earlier in the game, and guys like Mazzaro and Cahill will get that chance as well.
Yeah, rumor, I think maybe you mentioned it earlier, maybe Grady Sizemore today.
I saw that online this morning, so that he was supposed to, you know, come back and start playing today after having the groin problems, which canceled his opportunity to play for Team USA in the WBC.
You know, I was in Goodyear about 2 weeks ago, actually 2 weeks ago today, and I saw a little collision between Chu and Grady Sizemore in the outfield, and that sort of aggravated that. And, of course, Chu is with the South Korean team, and they're in the WBC. But Grady has been out, and it really did knock him out of the WBC.
Yeah, he said he hurt his leg fielding, you know, fly balls before the game started and didn't want to risk it. And yet Chu has gone with his team, and he's had some elbow problems, and they've kept him there. And the Indians have not really, you know, pushed the envelope of saying we want him back in our camp now with our training staff to get him ready for our season, because, you know, Sin Choo Choo is one of the major reasons for the team finishing at 500 last year. That great second half that he had, he really got a chance to blossom. You know, David DeLucci was hurt, so he got a chance to play a lot. And he's got an opportunity to be a primary player in left field for the Indians again this year.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the Indians last year. And I don't know if you and I chatted about this earlier, but from, what, July on, they maybe had the best record in the
American
League.
Scored the most runs.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, well, the pressure was off at that point. But for me, the Indians doing that kind of playing that kind of baseball for 3 months, it's not like 1 month. I mean, I look at the Indians as being an absolute contender in the Central.
Well, the Central is, I think, I don't know if balance is the right word or mediocre is the right word, but I think there is an opportunity from top to bottom that there's going to be a lot of competition in that division. And you can make a case even for the Kansas City Royals making some noise in the American League Central. My sense is that most people are picking either Cleveland or picking the Minnesota Twins at this point, but that's not to say the other clubs in that division, including the defending division champions, the White Sox, and their manager says that they're the team to beat. That they're a part of it as well. So I think there's a lot to be said about that division and how that's going to play out.
Yeah, I don't see that division as being mediocre. I mean, honestly, the Twins, a big contract with, what, Scott Baker, a $15 million contract. They've got Perkins and Slowey and the crowd of the Minnesota Twins pitchers. They're a year older this year. And I like the Twins. Joe Creedy is a nice addition for them. You're right, Kansas City. We don't even talk about Detroit. And this is a team we thought would win 100 games last year, and they came in last place in the Central. I think it's a pretty good division. I mean, baseball-wise, I think it's good.
Well, I still think they're mediocre. I don't think it's that great. I mean, there's a lot of things to say about Kansas City. I think they've got an under-the-radar closer in Joaquin Soria, but they traded pieces leading up to Soria, you know, Ramon Ramirez, Leo Nunez, arms like that, to get the ball to him. I think that's going to be a factor behind Mesh and Greinke. For me, there's not a whole lot there behind them in the rotation. Kyle Davies and Brian Bannister.
Hochaver.
Things like that. I mean, it doesn't really strike fear in the rest of the division. I think the Tigers just can't seem to get healthy with their pitching staff. First of all, they're minus Kenny Rogers and that veteran presence. Jeremy Bonderman can't seem to get going. Justin Verlander, I think, is going to have a bounce back year. You know, Jim Leland has been chirping about wanting an extension, and the Tigers told him no when they offered him an extension 2 years ago, and he said no. No, he had a chance to get more security if he wanted it back then. He opted not to. And then after the team played so poorly last year, and he was vocal, you know, he likes to deflect criticism of his team toward himself. So he was public about saying, it's my fault. Well, if you say it's your fault, you can't go knock on Dave Dombrowski's door and say, I want more years. Well, you said you were terrible. Why should I at this point make that kind of commitment? So I think I like Minnesota. They're always... they throw strikes. Ron Gardenhire is the best manager that most people don't know about. They seem to have a program where, like, Joe Creedy will fit into the way the Twins play the game. And I think that's important.
Yeah, I think it is. I disagree with you, though, honestly. I don't see it as a mediocre division. I think it's a pretty strong division. Does anyone strike fear into the heart of Vince Catronio in the American League?
In the American League? Yeah. Yeah, there's some good teams. The Angels are very good for me, and I think that the Red Sox are very good. I think Tampa Bay is very good.
What do you think about the Yankees and the A-Rod saga? Well, we might as well touch upon that this morning. He is going to have surgery, not quite as extensive as they thought. They still say he'll be out about 9 weeks, then maybe surgery later on down the road. No A-Rod, at least in the middle of May, according to the latest reports this morning.
Well, they say they believe that they're pitching, and it should be, better than it was last year. You replace Phil Hughes and Ian Kennedy at the beginning of the year with CeCe Sabathia and A.J. Burnett. I'm not convinced that A.J. Burnett is a fit in New York And aside from the injury situation, I'd be interesting to see how he performs. I think CeCe Sabathia can pitch on Mars and be successful. If I'm the Yankees, I am concerned about Posada's shoulder, and I am concerned about Mariano Rivera's shoulder. Now, for me, Rivera's the one situation that hasn't gotten a whole lot of discussion, maybe again because there's still a month to go before the season starts. But if Mariano Rivera can't go, then they're in a lot of trouble.
And you don't like Brian Bruni?
I don't like Brian Bruni, no. I like Jabba Chamberlain.
Well, but, you know, talking to the scouts, which we did yesterday, they are not going to jerk Chamberlain around this year. They're preparing him as a starter, and they say that's where he's going to stay.
Okay, so let's say Mariano Rivera starts off slow because his shoulder is bothering him. He's trying to pitch through it. And they finally determine he has to go on the disabled list because he has shoulder fatigue or whatever. What are you going to do, Brian Cashman? You're going to put Brian Bruni at the end of the ninth inning?
No, they'll have to go out and look. They'd have to look because I'm not sure they have a closer.
Because there are closers growing that they're just waiting to be moved from other clubs on May 1st.
Well, they seem to be able to get what they want eventually.
Don't you agree
that
they are a better team with Chamberlain in the eighth inning and Rivera in the ninth inning?
Yes.
That it helps, it gives them a better chance to win
than
Chamberlain on the fifth day of the rotation.
Chamberlain was fabulous in the eighth inning when he first came up. He's an inconsistent starting pitcher. That's part of the A's issue here as we work our way through March. It's great to throw a couple of innings. Let me see you throw six innings as a major league starter and do four pitches and get major league hitters out. Chamberlain has had trouble. You saw him against the A's, right, in Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. You saw him. He has trouble getting that deep in the game with his repertoire. I think he's fit for the bullpen. I love him in the bullpen in the eighth inning.
I do, too. And I think that's the best spot for him. But what do we know?
That's right. We know nothing. But we like to talk about it.
Because it's a talking sport.
That's what baseball is all about. Vince Catronio with us on this beautiful Sunday morning here. A's and Indians coming up. Little news out of the Angels camp. Kelvin Escobar looks like he's ahead of schedule.
All fastballs.
That's true. This week he's supposed to throw a couple of breaking balls.
I mean, he did that again when they were in town last year. When the Angels were in town late in the season with the A's, they were talking about, hey, he might be able to help, da-da-da-da-da. Kept on throwing and throwing, and then eventually he broke down again. When he starts throwing sliders and a split-finger fastball, then I think there's reason. I mean, he certainly ahead of schedule from what they talked about. I mean, they talked about the second half of the year after the All-Star break, and now maybe mid-May. We'll see.
John Lackey says, if you can sign me to an extension before the season, I'll do it. But not during the season, otherwise I'm going to become a free agent. He's talking about 5 years, $80 million, $75 million. Do you see that in the cards?
Well, let me ask you this.
Please do.
If you had a choice today, would those 5 years, $82.5 million for A.J. Burnett, 5 years, $82.5 million for John Lackey, who do you pick?
John Lackey.
Yeah. I think it's a bargain.
Yeah.
In today's baseball, where John Lackey is, it's going to be his third opening day start. It'll be against the A's. John Lackey, for me, is in that category, without question.
John Lackey wasn't the old John Lackey for me last year. Remember, you and I had discussions about this, and I think you thought he was
going to come back.
I thought.
You said that he was going to be fine, and what did I say? I believe I disagreed with you.
Well,
it's true.
I'm not so sure. If I'm the Angels, I kick in $15 million a year for 5 years. I'd like to see him pitch in the regular season.
Well, I wouldn't give anybody. I mean, I'm not in favor of any pitcher, whether he's homegrown or a free agent, getting 5 years. I mean, the history shows when you give a guy long a contract, you're not going to get the value for that contract. That pitcher at some point is just not going to do what you're asking him to do. That said, John Lackey's the front of that rotation for me.
Yeah, and he's a key part, and let's face it, with Saunders and Weaver and Santana.
If he was asking for something around, you know, CC money, maybe not the years, but, you know, somewhere in the, you know, $18, $20 million range a year, then I'd say, yeah, let's wait. But I think if A.J. Burnett gets that kind of money, I don't see why John Lackey doesn't get that money.
Well, that's Yankee money. I'm not so sure that's Angel money. Yankee money, New York money, they print.
There is Angel
money.
There's
a different currency in New York. They print their own money.
I don't know if you noticed or not, but when the A's play the Angels, there's hardly a seat that's available. Most everybody's wearing red.
Yeah.
So something's working in Orange County. They've got money available to spend if they want to do it.
Boy, interesting. Boy, I love talking baseball with Vinny here on this Sunday morning. Looking at some of the other things in baseball, Vinny, the Texas Rangers pitching. You read the papers, you hear a little of the buzz. Maybe the pitching's a little better this spring. Padilla, four innings yesterday, one hit. Millwood hasn't given up a run yet. Matt Harrison they seem to like. Any hope in the Ranger camp?
I really don't know. I mean, I know they're touting their young pitchers like the Azar with their kid Derek Holland and Neftali
Feliz,
those two guys. Millwood lost weight. Padilla's always a wild card. You know, Matt Harrison, Scott Feldman, and the field. You know, there's not a whole lot there. The interesting thing about this division is that every team has a new closer.
Yeah.
And the one that has the most proven closer is the Angels with Brian Fuentes. But, you know, Putz is gone. Houston Street is gone. K-Rod is gone. C.J. Wilson was hurt last year. He made
Frank Francisco. The closer. All right. Good week for you coming up. You're going to take the family a little vacation.
Kids are on spring break, so we're going to dart out of town. We're going to go north to Flagstaff and find some snow. Take the kids skiing a little bit for a couple of days. I'll be back for Thursday's game.
Boy, nice. That is a good part of
spring
training. Vinny, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, that is Vince Cotroneo. Boy, I love talking baseball with him any day of the week. You can hear Vinny and the captain and Ray Fossey on the broadcast today. All right, we've got more coming up on Right Off the Bat. We'll take our inside look at baseball brought to us by Air Park, the only place to park at the Oakland Airport. Check it out, and I'm going to give you the first day of parking free. So go to my website or go to Air Park, airpark.com/Marty, or go to loveofthegameproductions.com and click on the Air Park logo, and they'll take you there, and we'll print a voucher and give you that first day of parking free. Raff will get Kirk Sarlous ready. He is the pitcher today for the Indians. I had a chance to visit with him, and we'll come back with that right after this.